I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, February 4th, 2013 to order. Call on Brandon Williams to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Williams.
Father God, just thank you so much for this beautiful day. And pray you're with us and guide us and direct us as we do your work, Lord. Just pray that you are seen in all that we do. Just pray that you're with all the citizens of Taney County. And just again, thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Previous meeting minutes, still from 2012.
Motion for approval of December 10th, 2012, with corrections.
I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous commission meetings dated December 10th, 2012. This will be a vote for those who were commissioners in 2012. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Commission minutes in 2013.
Move to approve the January 22nd minutes, 2013.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve commission minutes dated January 22nd, 2013. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable checks numbers 332329 through 332419, warrants 5744. And a transfer from a collector tax maintenance fund to GCR.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 332329 through 332419, warrant number 5744, and a transfer from the collector's tax maintenance fund to GCR. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I had a pen in my pocket, now it's gone.
Careful, Danny has a collection of 637 pins upstairs.
638 now.
That is a nice one. This one only writes when it wants to.
Financial audit discussion, Mr. Finley.
Morning, Mr. Finley.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Gentlemen, the
there was some discussion as to whether or not the state audit would serve as our financial audit. They have informed us that they will not be doing a financial audit. There's no statute that requires you guys to do that, but we have some bonds outstanding. I know that those people are going to expect to see a financial audit. So I just want to make sure you guys were aware of that. If you know, we should have been started on this already, but again, there was a misconception that we thought that this state audit would take care of the financial audit, and it will not.
Can I ask a different question? I'm sorry for interrupting, but did you just say that statutory we don't have to?
Ron, the only thing
but
I can
there
find...
There is no provision that says we have to.
No, there's no provision in statute. What you're going to have is your bonds people are going to expect a financial audit. They start asking for that usually from me. They'll email me, probably they email the clerk also, and ask for those starting in May. I don't know... And I'd have to look at those contracts. If it's possible that you agreed to do a financial audit every year when you signed for those bonds. The commission may have done that. Well, I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken, if we receive federal funds in excess of $500,000, we're to do an audit on funds received from the federal government at least, correct?
Yes, and that will have to occur. That's called a single audit, right. And yes, that will have to occur for 2012. That's... In previous years when we bid that out, that was a small amount compared to the financial audit for the county.
Is there a statutory requirement that says we have to do this January, February, March, November, December, any time during the year?
There's not any time statutory time on that. Again, they expect that to be in a timely fashion, and they expect that to start, you know, they start asking for that in May if we haven't got it to them.
I know that I interrupted you, but we're preparing this week for commissioners' training, which is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning in Jefferson City. And unless you all want to take that on, I'll be glad to talk to the commissioners and the council for MAC. I'm convinced, as you are, Rick, that there's at least a part of this we have to do and should do, and I have every intention of pursuing what.
For timeliness, would there be a problem if we went ahead and put it out to bid so that we could answer the question that Danny just asked?
I would say just as soon as we know what we're going to do. It would be difficult to put it out for bid if we're only getting part of it. Is there a reason we have to put it out for bid immediately?
There's not any reason except for that, you know, you're going to find, to begin with, we have trouble finding someone that bids on this. But you know, you and I have talked about this too. The people that they're pretty busy, and I'm afraid that if we don't get on this pretty quickly, that we may not get appropriate bids. And so that's my concern.
Could I suggest that you call a couple of companies that provide audits and tell them that we're more than likely going to be seeking?
Well, I could do that, no problem.
Then would they certainly get in line to bid on our audit? I'm talking about getting the answers that I need at least by this Wednesday.
Are you thinking that you don't want to do a financial audit and just do the single audit? That's what I'm...
I don't know. I'm perplexed from the perspective that we're having a state audit done that we thought was going to be comprehensive and cover everything. I have had some initial conversation with a representative from the state auditor's office about this, who gave me the same information that they gave you, and I'm still pursuing them to see if they can't just add their numbers together and save us some money. So that's why I'm dragging my feet right now.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
Okay. Well, my only concern is if we continue to wait, I'm afraid that, you know, those people may vote. I'm sure that they'll be glad to get in line and bid on ours, but what they're going to say is, yes, we bid on it, but you put it out so late that we're going to be able to do this maybe in June. And
I'm talking about waiting another 3 or 4 days. So if just to give me an opportunity to talk with other first-class county commissioners and at the conference that we have, and I'm thinking that ASAP we're going to be going out for bid for what we need to have done.
Mr. Erickson and I have already put together the bid specs and things. I think that we're ready and prepared. So as soon as you guys do that, you know, I will just leave it in your hands and you guys do. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it is your decision, not mine. So when you guys decide you want that to go out, either tell myself or Mr. Erickson, and we will get that process started immediately. Okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Seriously. Thank you. Sorry I interrupted you, Dan.
No, it's fine.
I had been involved. That's why I...
Yeah. You made the call.
Agenda request review.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Could I, number one, ask you to place this, if these commissioners agree with this, for the financial audit on next Monday's commission meeting? That would be following our conference this week, and that we'll have our answers by then.
Okay.
Is that all right with you guys to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to do number three next Monday with the overview of?
He had requested next Thursday for that meeting.
We're going to have a meeting this afternoon regarding policy, what we're going to, that might work out fine to do it on Thursday. But
okay.
It would, actually.
I thought that was actually, probably we'd do both of those, two and three posted, but do them both at the same hour-long time.
Thursday
after speaking
week.
With after speaking with him, he feels like number two will probably take a good 2 hours.
Is that where you're going to have a video of each one? And
I believe so.
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
Thursday for which one?
Both.
Two and three.
Okay.
It looks like, if I'm reading this right, it's probably going to be a 3-hour presentation on what's out there and what we need to take a look at. Is that all right, Dan? I think that's what you suggested, actually.
There's
Donna Neely for Monday, financial statement. I spoke with Donna and I told her we'd get to that as soon as possible.
Do you have any other items you'd like?
If you got, I do have a question on. Did you say you was going to move that to Thursday? Or are you going to do it Monday on 2 and 3?
Thursday, 2 and 3 on Thursday.
Because I would like to drive some of those locations and see, as we did in the past, as we reviewed, and I think Randy said there's a dozen or so reviewed. I would like to see if some of those requested moving of transformers, high lines, easements. I'd like to check and see before we go through reviewing all those previous videos. There's no need in us reviewing those previous videos if that are, the corrections haven't been done that was requested by the former commission.
So do you want to drive those prior to next Thursday? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'll get with Randy and we'll go through a group of those. And so before next Thursday, I'd like to go through those. I want everybody to have a chance to have their road taken in if they have certain specific things that needed to be done and were requested, because that's the reason they were rejected before, was there was things that needed to be done on those roads. And if they've made the effort to get some of those things changed, I'm going to try to help them. So that next Thursday, if that gives Randy enough time, I haven't talked to him,
Are you suggesting that, we not do it next Thursday if,
no,
if we can't?
No. What I'd like to do is visit with Randy and see if we can get together.
Do you want me to set something up with him?
Why don't you set something up with him and at least have him bring past viewed videos of roads that have the questions behind them to me or to the commission. And we could set up a date where we could all go and look if you want to. Are you understanding what I'm asking?
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's not been any improvement on the individual roads to be taken in because of some obstacle.
So let me ask. So prior commissions obviously have viewed some of these videos, and there were some problems with some of the presentations that were made.
Mm-hmm.
So your request is, or your thought is, if in fact those changes that had been asked by a prior commission haven't been made, then we shouldn't review the same video.
I can't. Unless, and maybe that's unfair to you guys.
Well, but if there's going to be three or four that you all say, no, they haven't, at least we'd like to have a, or at least I would. And I'll do the same thing, a chance to go out and take a look. I'll understand what you're talking about, mm-hmm. but...
Mm-hmm.
But let's let that be a let that be an item that has some flexibility, so that we can in fact have a presentation on Thursday of those roads that have been viewed and some decisions been made. Those that haven't, then we could put on a different date and move with Randy and R&B again, so that hopefully we can start the process moving forward, so that. We can make some decisions about some of these. Is that okay, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I agree. Obviously, we need to be out and looking. Some of them I have been on, but I haven't been on near all of them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of very short roads in this in those petitions, if you guys looked at the amount of mileage on those, but some of them have to have easement.
Yeah, one-tenth, two-tenths. There was some real...
Yeah.
Anything else for Nikki? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Parking garage repair agreement, notice to proceed, Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, gentlemen. We have a recent development on this particular item. If you might recall, we had the opening last Thursday on part two, and in lieu of the low bidder, which was MTS, your instructions were for Paul, Mr. Black, and I to make contact with the construction company that was awarded part one. And they have indeed withdrawn in lieu of the fact that their phraseology is somewhere in the area of it would be best for the county for the same contractor to handle both parts. That was just as of this morning. We were finally able to reach them. So they're in the process of formally and in writing withdrawing from the award that was granted to them on part one. And I would ask the commission to allow us... a little bit of time for us to kind of regroup, Paul Black and I, and we'll probably look at awarding MTS on both parts. MTS was not the second lowest bidder on part one. They were just $100 away from being the second lowest bidder on part one. But with Mid-Continental withdrawing, we're looking at a price difference of $6,600 versus $7,100 for just part one. Those are the immediate repairs. But with them withdrawing, that point is rather moot.
Well, help me out, because I'm with the companies, I'm not clear. Did the person who was awarded the first phase withdraw, or the person that's low bidder for the second phase withdraw? Because I sure hate to lose that low bid on that second phase.
No. Mid-Continental was awarded Part 1. They're the ones that have withdrawn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So will the second bidder, which was, as you're stating, the individual that was awarded Part 2, step up and take?
Well, that's why I'm asking. We'll need a little bit of breathing space to contact them, to get all the paperwork officiated regarding with the formal withdrawal of the first. They did submit a bid, and they're on record on Part 1 at $7,100. So, and this just happened just before I came down. We finally got the call back. I had called into Mid-Continental since Thursday afternoon when you all instructed us to double-check with them. And obviously, there was good reason to do that.
I wonder if they would back up to the amount that the... I know it's only a couple hundred bucks.
I negotiate.
Out of a multi-thousand-dollar contract.
We will negotiate. We'll always...
But since they've got the big plum, if you will, it might be...
Yeah.
So we just let Ron proceed on our behalf?
Okay, and we'll notify Nikki when we have some concrete recommendations to make, hopefully by next week when y'all are back.
Written notification of withdrawal. All the other paperwork presented to the commission so we can award.
Right.
To, and you said that's EMS?
MTS.
MTS, okay. Yeah. And I know... Being a contractor and in that business, I didn't like to work behind or with another contractor on the job that was doing the same thing that I was doing, because you can end up with some conflicts about whose fault is what in that case.
Well, I think it was commendable on Mid-Continental. They bowed out professionally.
I think a letter of appreciation after
right. You
receive the withdrawal will be in order.
I'll handle all that, and I'll work with Nikki on an official letter to them as well.
I'm thinking in part that having not received the large plum made a difference to travel down and doing this.
Right. We anticipated that, so that made sense. Thank you.
Thank you. National Forest Distribution. Donna Neely. Good morning.
Gentlemen, I asked Patsy Alexander with our IT department to pull the figures on National Forest within the school districts in Taney County. I found an error in the information provided, so I'm going to ask that you amend your agenda today and move this till later on today until she can find. There's 8 acres that aren't assigned to a school district, and she confirmed my numbers this morning. And she's looking for those 8 acres to find what school district they belong in. So we can go with the numbers of last year, but I do like to check them every year to see if there's been any adjustments made. And
8 acres. So we're talking
out of
15 cents?
66,000.
We're talking less than 15 cents, maybe. Yep. This is, gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to postpone to a definite time of 1 o'clock. The discussion regarding National Forest Distribution, will that be enough time?
That'd be great. I think so.
We want to do one.
Let me ask this question.
It'll be just before the executive session.
Can I ask another question?
Certainly, all you want.
Donna, are we still going to run up against the wall of the regulations that were put in place about 3 years ago as far as fire lines and roads and on the distribution?
That's flood control lease receipts.
As the same in the forestry?
No, it doesn't apply to the forestry. The forestry distribution is distributed based on Chapter 12, subsection 12.070 and 12.100. If you'd like, I can give you those two statutes to review. What you're talking about is the flood control lease receipts and the portion of that that is Title III. And to my knowledge, that has not changed.
Okay.
And so we're still sitting on that money until the federal statutes change or we have a political subdivision that comes forward with a method to utilize that money.
There's a formula for these dollars, correct? And part of it, in fact, or the majority, or part of it, goes to the schools, part of it goes to Road and Bridge.
75% to schools, 25% to Road and Bridge, right?
Yes. The basic numbers that we've been distributed is 52%, 2%, 14%, and 30%. It's only going to change just 0.00 something. It's going to change. But I feel like since I'm attaching the proof to this, that I should account for every acre.
I did have that confused with Title III monies.
Okay. So 1 o'clock, if that's all right, gentlemen?
Well, if we have a motion to postpone to the definite time of 1 o'clock, this discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1 o'clock the discussion regarding national forest distribution. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank Opposed,
you.
Nay. Motion carries. Natural Hazard Mitigation Resolution. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Wonderful.
And young lady.
You know, we've been started this hazard mitigation plan, I think we're good. About a year ago, we had a bunch of meetings, a bunch of input from different people, different municipalities into this. And the idea why we need this is, well, the most imminent thing is the flood buyout. Anything else that we want to do, grant funding in regards to a shelter maybe someday or anything like that, will be really important to have. And the idea is really that we have a plan. The idea of the hazard mitigation plan is really for any hazards that affect Taney County, what can we do to reduce the effects of it, of any kind of disaster or from flooding, from snowstorm, tornado, anything like that. And this is basically the plan, how we can all work toward that. And some of the things we will do ourselves, but some of the things that will us just help if we want to go after some kind of grant funding for it.
Gentlemen, we have a resolution in front of us, and I'll read it. A resolution of intent to participate in natural hazard mitigation and to work toward becoming a safer community. Whereas the County of Taney, Missouri, recognizes that no community is immune from natural hazards, whether it be tornado, slash, severe thunderstorm, flood, severe winter, weather, drought, heat wave, earthquake, dam failure, wildfire, or sinkholes, and recognizes the importance enhancing its ability to withstand natural hazards, as well as the importance of reducing the human suffering, property damage, interruption of public services, and economic losses caused by those hazards. And whereas the County of Taney may have previously pursued measures such as building codes, fire codes, floodplain management regulations, and stormwater management regulations to minimize the impact of natural hazards, and whereas the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the State Emergency Management Agency have developed a natural hazard mitigation program that assists communities in their efforts to become disaster-resistant communities, which are sustainable communities after a natural disaster that focus not just on disaster relief, but also on recovery and reconstruction that brings the community to at least pre-disaster conditions in an accelerated, orderly, and pre-planned manner. And whereas, by participating in the Natural Hazard Mitigation Program, the County of Taney will be eligible to apply for hazard mitigation funds. And whereas, the County of Taney desires to commit to working with government partners and community partners to implement the Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan. And whereas, the County of Taney will implement pertinent precepts of the mitigation plan by incorporation into other community plans and mechanisms where appropriate. And whereas the County of Taney will participate in the evaluation and review of the plan after a disaster as well as complete a mandated 5-year update submitted to the State Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Emergency Management Agency for review and approval. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, as follows. The County of Taney, Missouri hereby adopts the Taney County Multi-Jurisdictional Natural Hazards Mitigation Plan attached hereto for the purpose of building a safer community by reducing natural hazard vulnerability. And then it has an adoption section, and it would be signed by all three county commissioners. And I'm assuming that's what you have in front of you?
Yes. This is the draft. Once the adoption gets sent back up to FEMA, it takes off the draft and becomes a finalized plan. You can find it on the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments website. All of the sections are under their hazard mitigation. They did a lot of the work for us. You were here when we went into an agreement with them last year. And I have the one printed copy, but like I said, if anybody else wants to look at it, you can find it on their website in each individual section.
What was the website?
smcog.missouristate.edu. And on the side, there's a place that says hazard mitigation. If you click on that, you can scroll down to Taney County.
I want to commend both of you for the hard work and the time and the effort that you've put into this mitigation plan, hazard mitigation plan. This is, it's taken us a while to get here, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, but it's, I think, I'm very excited about it because we had a lot of participation, a lot of people really, I was worried when we contacted, I think you remember about this, when we contracted with SimCog, that it's going to be their plan, just a cookie cutter. I do not feel that way at all.
Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'd like some time to read it. I mean, this is something you guys have been working on for a year. Well, I got it pulled up right now.
Okay.
This is something you guys have been working on for a year with previous commissions, is that right? And I know nothing about it, so I don't feel comfortable.
Can we reschedule this for next Monday? Allow Brandon to read
it? Either that or I can read it.
Yeah, it is not as big as it looks.
The first part is the community profile, so okay. It just describes the area. The risk assessment and the capabilities assessment, those sites. So essentially part 3 through part 5.
Risk assessment, capability assessment,
and mitigation.
Mitigation plan maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, is that, I don't want to delay it. I'm not trying to, but I want to educate myself before.
The thing is, we do need to get it done in a timely fashion. However, not all the other municipalities and jurisdictions have adopted it either.
Okay.
So it's another week. I mean, if we're talking a week, I don't think it matters. Now, if you're talking about a month, that may be a different story.
No, I can read that within a week.
Well,
the plan becomes effective when the first jurisdiction signs.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The plan will become effective when the first jurisdiction adopts it and returns their adoption. However, that just means if we were to wait like a year or two, we would lose that year or two of 5-year availability. So if we sign it today, if you guys sign it today or next Monday, we're still falling with that time frame. It just depends on what the flood buyout grant says about the time frame for having it signed.
No, and if I hadn't been through this and what we've already been through, I would be voicing the same concerns that Brandon is right now. So can we reschedule this for next Monday?
That's
is that all right? Would you get a hold of Nikki and make sure that she adds that to your agenda for next Monday?
I will do that.
Melissa? And that'll certainly give them time to do that. Again, I commend both of you for all your hard work and your diligence in getting us to this point. And I'm excited about having reached this point. I know you two are.
Yes, very much so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
you know, we're going to be talking about county policies, agendas, how we work. That's part of our agenda this afternoon. And such as an item like this, rather than taking it cold, if we are working ahead, it allows us to sit down and to ask questions. If we do this on a Thursday, for example, prior to Monday. So I'm kind of looking forward to that discussion this afternoon. Flood buyout update. Good morning, Mr. Atchley. How are you, sir?
Good, very good. I was not able to, the representative from SEMA, from the State Emergency Management Office, and also from the Community Development Block Grant Program, have indicated that they're both available this morning via phone. If we can, in fact, the representative from the Community Development Block Grant Program, they think that they're both available at the SEMA office, at Sheila Huddleston's office, and so we should just be able to call just the one phone number and reach both of them. They actually called about 9:20 or so. Hopefully they haven't gotten another phone call to serve. They are both awaiting phone callers, or should be.
Okay, the questions asked were what were the obligations of the county in this process of distribution.
Hello?
There was, every commissioner asked a question about
hello?
What that pertained to.
I need to call. What number we call? I just made a copy of her card, but it's she has
a big card.
I just put it up to make it a little easier.
If we could stand in recess for about 5 minutes, we'll have this phone worked out.
Okay.
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes.